Today we have some special guests from Lyon College. We've got this really great event that's coming up, and we're just really anxious to tell you about it. This event benefits the student athlete, those who take on the task of not only performing in the classroom, but performing in athletics as well. Our two guests today, the Executive Director of the Alumni Engagement, Cindy Barber.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Cindy. And the Executive Director for Athletic Advancement, Elliot Samplin.
Gary, how are you?
Boy, I'm great. Thank you very much for being here. Cindy, this is one in which you have a overall sponsor, and I know you're very happy to have that this year.
Yes, we do. We are so grateful and so excited that Bad Boy Mowers has agreed to be our naming sponsor this year, and we're just so proud of that company and its employees, and so we're proud to say that we're the Bad Boy Mower Scott Spectacular this year.
When I look down through the roster of people in leadership at Bad Boy, I see Lyon College, Lyon College.
That's right.
Lyon College. You've added a great deal to Bad Boy's success, no doubt about that. Well, Elliot, what does this mean? Bad Boy Mower Scott Spectacular.
You bet. The third annual Bad Boy Mower Scott Spectacular is coming to us April 23rd, 2022. Doors will open at 5:30. All-you-can-eat grazing stations, and Cindy will get into that a little more
yes.
in a minute. Cocktails, live entertainment. We've got a comedian coming from Colorado. His name's John Mark Chambers. He's the founder of the Hole Hecklers and was at our golf tournament last summer and is one hilarious individual.
Right.
And we also have a couple bands that are going to play, so we're really looking forward to a night of fun.
Yeah, I love to talk about food, and your culinary department has gone above and beyond for this.
Yes,
people.
They really are. Creative Dining does the food at the college, and they're really living up to their name this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like to say that we've always had really good food at this event, but we're going to have great food this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, and they're calling it Gourmet Global Grazing Stations. So there is something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a steak and potatoes person, don't worry, we've got you covered. But we're going to have food from around the world. If you're vegetarian, we have polenta from Tuscany. We're going to have Swiss fondue. If you want to have a kebab from lamb, such as they have in India, you can stand there and watch it made. Shawarma with Turkish and Syrian flavors, and our chicken variety is going to be roasted on the spit in front of you and carved before your eyes.
Mm.
It's really going to be fun. And we also have a margarita station this year with the giant shrimp that this event is famous for.
Now, where will this be held, Elliot?
This will be inside Becknell Gymnasium. Our team, head up by Cindy, they do a great job decorating it. And when you walk in, you really don't – it doesn't look like a gym too much. It looks more like a gala. But we kind of lighten it up and put the new scoreboards on and just make it a great deal for our student athletes.
I looked at some pictures from last year, and I was trying to determine where it was held, and I couldn't. So that's how – that's how well it has been decorated. All right, so people want to be involved because it's for the student athlete, really, is what we're talking about. Just tell us, Elliot, the type of participation that can be had as far as admission to the event is concerned.
You bet. Tickets are $100 a piece, or you can get a group together, or a company can go in and buy a table for $600.
And I might add, because I just read where that's a table for eight.
Definitely, with all the food and drinks and fun and entertainment, it's definitely worth the money.
Mm.
And that money will go directly to help the student athletes at Lyon
right.
College. And if business wants to get involved, we do have several other sponsorships. They could reach out to us and talk about that.
Mm-hmm. And those sponsorships, by the way, are something that businesses will really want to look at because you're offered so much for a very, very reasonable price. And your name's going to be there, and there's going to be a lot of people involved in this and that will be there that will see all that. $100. I would probably pay that just for the food.
Well, we can sell you a ticket today.
And Gary, I want to mention our musical acts, because if you're not a foodie, you'll come for the music. We have the Natural Disasters, Sarah Jo Sample and John Parks, and then a young woman from Jonesboro, Delaney Taylor. A lot of people around here are familiar with her, and she's an amazing singer-songwriter. And so we have both of those acts. And we have just probably the most amazing live and silent auction around. We have really incredible items that are going to be available for people that are there.
Oh, I like those auctions. Every once in a while, some events have an auctioneer that is worth the money himself or herself. So if people need additional information about anything that we've talked about this morning, how can they get that at the college, or where, should I say?
They can go on our website, our athletic website, and also on our lion.edu, and manage to get to that and reach out to either myself or Cindy. Both of our emails are on the website. So we'll reach out to us, and we'll come by, see you personally, and take care of you.
Two have been our guests this morning, Mr. Elliot Sampley, the Executive Director for Athletic Advancement, and Ms. Cindy Barber, the Executive Director of Alumni Engagement, telling us about this great Bad Boy Mowers Scott Spectacular. Now, it's coming in April on what date?
April 23rd.
April the 23rd, so you'll certainly want to mark that on your calendar. I always enjoy visiting with you guys. You're what Lyon College is all about.
Thank you so much for having us, Gary.
And you reach out to the community, and we're hoping the community is going to be a big part of this, because it goes to such a great cause, the student athlete.